91X News.
It's minus one and partly sunny at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Liam Radford. After a shooting at Kingston General Hospital that left one person with serious injuries, a federal inmate is facing 9 charges, including 3 counts of attempted murder. Police say the shooting took place on Monday, when the 32-year-old inmate was brought to the hospital after being found unconscious at a correctional institution. They say the man, who had been escorted to the emergency room by 2 correctional officers, was initially cooperative and had his handcuffs removed so he could use the washroom. Police say when he left the washroom, the man grabbed a gun from the holster of one of the correctional officers. They say the 2 officers tackled the inmate to the ground, and the gun went off during the struggle, with the bullet hitting someone in the hospital. A 2nd round then went off, with the bullet hitting a wall before the accused was brought under control. Dave Pym, Quinty Healthcare Manager of Security Services, says in the wake of the shooting at Kingston General Hospital, local hospitals are prepared for any violent situations that may occur. Quinty Healthcare uses a code purple to identify an active shooter, weapon, or hostage situation, but is working on plans for a code silver, like Kingston used yesterday, that will only refer to active shooters or weapons to help hospital staff and OPP deal with situations more effectively. Pym stressed that security and clinical teams have discussions about every potentially dangerous patient they treat to make sure each situation is addressed properly to maintain everyone's safety. A fire destroyed Brighton House Monday night. Firefighters watered down the house to prevent the spread of the fire around 3 today. At the scene on Ontario Street Tuesday afternoon, a still-smoking pile of rubble could be seen where the house once stood. The family is currently at a house 2 doors down from the fire where the brother of the family's father lives. The cause of the fire is not yet known. Toronto police say there are a pair of new allegations of assault with a weapon and threatening that they are investigating at St. Michael's College. Police say a total of 6 separate investigations are underway, and in one case, 6 teens are facing charges, including gang sexual assault. The new allegations surfaced during ongoing investigations into alleged criminal hazing at the private all-boys school in the city. This afternoon, Inspector Dominic Sinopoli said that they received 2 new videos of incidents believed to be linked to St. Michael's College, showing an alleged assault with a belt and another incident considered a threat, but he was careful to categorize the latest allegations.
The officers are working at trying to identify the people inside the videos. And as it stands right now, we are investigating them as criminal offenses. But that is not to say that they will be or are criminal offenses.
Inspector Dominic Sinopoli says public school boards in Toronto have signed protocols with police that spell out where police involvement is required. But private schools, such as St. Michael's, do not have similar agreements. While calling on Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to halt a carbon tax plan, Premier Doug Ford said he has no national political ambitions and is not seeking the Prime Minister's job. Ford made the comments ahead of a federal fall economic update, calling on Trudeau to stop a plan to impose carbon tax on provinces without their own federal carbon pricing system.
What I want to do is fix the province. I have a great team. I'm zoned in on this province, nothing else. Not federally, nothing, but fixing the financial mess that we inherited, and I'm going to focus on that, and we have a great team.
The progressive conservative premier, who was elected in June, has frequently criticized Trudeau over the carbon tax and has launched a legal challenge against it. In California, where some areas have been ravaged by wildfires, many now have to deal with heavy rain. U.S. National Weather Service meteorologist Patrick Burke says storms are expected to soak parts of California tomorrow and into the weekend.
If the rain becomes heavy enough, that on those fresh burn scars, there could be some mudslides, some debris flows that occur on those especially large fires like the Paradise Fire and the Woolsey one down in Southern California.
Authorities in the decimated Northern California community of Paradise are concerned that the remains of the victims of the deadly campfire could be washed away in the rains. It was a key part of U.S. President Donald Trump's 2016 campaign, slamming Hillary Clinton for using private email for government business. Now his daughter Ivanka is taking heat for doing the same thing. Karen Travers reports.
Critics are pouncing on the news that the president's daughter and senior advisor, Ivanka Trump, used a personal email account throughout much of 2017, sending hundreds of emails about government business, including outreach to cabinet members. Ivanka Trump's lawyers say she did not create a private server, did not transmit classified information, and no emails were ever deleted. Her lawyers say she used the private account for logistics and scheduling related to her family. Karen Travers, ABC News, The White House.
That's QNET News on 91X to 406. Sports is next.
1977. That was the year Mackey Insurance began. We started with about 25 clients. Yeah, 77 was a big year for Mackey, but this year is a lot bigger. I'm Bruce Mackey from Mackey Insurance. Today, Mackey Insurance has more than 8,000 clients. Going from 25 to 8,000 is a long journey, but we got there by taking care of each and every person like family. Mackey Insurance. Join the family at 211 Dundas Street East, Belleville. Be sure. Insure with Mackey Insurance.
In sports, the 8th annual Eastern Canada Cup All-Star Challenge is on right now in Trenton. The first game started at 2, with 5 games being played this evening in a round-robin tournament featuring a unique format where teams will play 2 20-minute halves. Players from 5 different leagues have been invited to the event, including 4 teams from the Ontario Junior Hockey League, and 2 each from the Central Canada Hockey League, Maritime Hockey League, Northern Junior Hockey League, and Quebec Junior Hockey League. The event started Monday and will continue until Wednesday. The Edmonton Oilers have fired head coach Todd McLellan and replaced him with veteran bench boss Ken Hitchcock. The Oilers are in a tailspin, having lost 6 of their last 7 games in regulation despite having superstar captain Connor McDavid on the roster. Oilers general manager Peter Chiarelli says making these types of moves are never easy.
I'm not certainly absolving myself of any responsibility on the player personnel, and this isn't just an indictment of Todd, like, or the players. I mean, this is a collective thing, and it's our job to get to the playoffs, and we owe it to our fans, and I felt this was the right move for it.
Hitchcock makes his debut tonight when Edmonton visits San Jose in the only game on the NHL schedule. McLellan is the second NHL coach fired in the last 24 hours. St. Louis fired Mike Yeo after losing to Los Angeles last night. Tonight at 7, the Belleville Senators will be playing the Charlotte Checkers at the CAA Arena. The Checkers are the first-place team in the AHL's Atlantic Division. The BSens are 5th in the North Division. The Toronto Raptors look for a second straight road win when they take on the Orlando Magic tonight in NBA action. The Raptors are coming off a 122-83 rout of the Bulls in Chicago on Saturday. The Magic are looking to sweep a 4-game homestand. In CFL football, Ottawa Red Blacks defensive back Jonathan Rose has appealed his suspension for the Grey Cup game, putting his status for the CFL final up in the air. Rose was assessed at a 1-game suspension for pushing an official during last week's East final, but a league source tells the Canadian Press it's unlikely an arbiter will be able to hear the case and make a decision before Sunday's championship game. Quiet week so far for the Varsity Lancers team. Action resumes on Friday when both men's and women's basketball teams take on the St. Lawrence Vikings. The women's game is at 6, the men's go at 8. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Today, a few flurries ending early this afternoon, then a mix of sun and cloud. Local snow amount 2 centimeters, high of 0. Tonight, partly cloudy, becoming cloudy near midnight, then periods of snow. Low minus 4. Tomorrow, periods of snow ending near noon, then cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries. 2 centimeters of snow. High plus 1 with temperatures falling to minus 5 in the afternoon. It's 410. At 410, it's minus 1. QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Liam Radford, QNET News on 91X, next at 6.